Stocks generally rose today, but shares in tobacco companies were down after reports that the Clinton administration will soon announce long-expected regulations aimed at curbing tobacco sales to minors. The new rules will allow the Food and Drug Administration to regulate cigarettes as drug delivery devices. Also today, Oklahoma became the 14th state to sue the tobacco industry in a bid to regain Medicaid money spent to treat smoking-related illnesses. And a jury in Indiana is about to deliberate in another high-profile tobacco liability case. All this has hurt the value of tobacco companies' stocks, but some still see them as a good investment. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
There's no question right now that investors are jittery about tobacco stocks. 3 weeks ago, Philip Morris was trading at $107 a share. Then a Florida jury decided that cigarette maker Brown & Williamson must pay $750,000 to a former smoker who developed lung cancer. Many investors worried that the verdict represented the first in what could become a string of costly legal defeats for the tobacco industry. And within days, Philip Morris was trading in the 80s, where it remains today. Other tobacco companies have fallen just as sharply. Analyst Anton Brenner of UBS Securities says all this represents a change for the tobacco industry.
Normally, when these sorts of price vacuums ensue following bad litigation news, there's always been a very quick rebound. In fact, those are the buying opportunities in tobacco stocks. But I believe that this is an exception, that it will take a longer period of time to overcome those concerns.
Plenty of investors still see the tobacco companies as a good opportunity. Steve Yakman of Yakman Asset Management Company says despite their current troubles, tobacco makers like RJR Nabisco and Philip Morris remain solid, well-run companies with strong growth prospects and a record of paying big dividends. Yakman acknowledges that the raft of lawsuits facing the tobacco companies right now is cause for concern, but he says Wall Street has exaggerated the dangers the lawsuits represent to corporate profits.
It concerns us, but you have that cushion, that hundreds of billion dollars of cushion in which they could lose before your investment should, in theory, be impacted. First, the case that they just lost in Florida, if you look out, you know, it'll probably be the year 2000 before that's resolved. So that would be before the industry even pays out any damages whatsoever.
Still, many investors remain cautious. Whether their fears subside will depend in part on what happens over the next week. The Clinton administration's decision to proceed with regulations designed to control teenage smoking is one concern. But an even bigger worry is a tobacco liability trial currently taking place in Indiana. Another big defeat there could deepen the perception that the industry is vulnerable. Some critics draw a parallel between the position of the tobacco companies right now and that of the asbestos industry a decade ago. John Banzaff is executive director of Action for Smoking and Health. He notes that in the beginning, the asbestos makers won most of the suits against them. Then it was revealed that many had concealed what they knew about their products' health effects.
Suddenly the tide turned. There was first one verdict, then a second, then a third. And, of course, now the asbestos industry faces a literal avalanche of such suits. And in some cases, there has even been bankruptcy. I think a very similar possibility, although perhaps not bankruptcy, lies ahead for the tobacco industry because we have these same kind of documents showing their duplicity, that they lied to the public. The difference is there are an awful lot more people who smoked cigarettes than were exposed to asbestos.
Many analysts reject that comparison. They say proving that tobacco caused cancer or other diseases is a much more complicated task. Still, the specter of massive financial loss clearly worries tobacco investors right now, and whether tobacco companies can shake off those concerns is still not clear. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.